What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Look, let's talk for just a moment about this 47-year-old New Orleans resident who was picked up by ICE and she was detained. It was all involving the bombing. It happened around the bombing of Iran. She was born in Iran, Iranian born, but she's been here for a long time. Donna Donna Kashanian. Okay. Talk about her. You did a lot of work to save her and get her back.
You know, right when she was picked up by ICE, the family reached out. They live in Lakeview, their constituents. And so I immediately found out about it. My staff talked to me about it. And I said, look, let's look at this. Let's talk to ICE. Let's find out what's going on because this doesn't seem right. And sure enough, as we started looking into it, you know, what ICE was talking about were things from her file back in the 1970s and 80s. You know, and there was a red flag. She had gotten married. She admits to this, you know, that she had gotten married in questionable circumstances when she was 21. And they were holding that against her when she filed her asylum claim and when she tried to get a green card. And I don't think that she got a fair hearing back in the 70s and 80s. And OK, that was in the 70s and 80s, but it's still being held against her today. And so you fast forward. And so she's still on these lists and she still has red flags. And that's why she was picked up and basically put in a detention facility. And I said, is this right, number one? And will y'all at least look at the totality of her life, the things she's done? I started hearing from people in the community that were saying wonderful things about her. She's been a great person and helped a lot of people, you know, during Katrina, during other things. She's volunteered. And so I said, look at her whole life's work, not something she did when she was 21. And oh, by the way, when you rejected her claim and it wasn't them, it was done in the 80s. I said the asylum laws and interpretations of asylum are different today than they were then. So at least look at all of that. And they did, to their credit. They went back, relooked at the case, and they said, you know what? And I got the call night before last, and they said, it was last night. Things move fast. They said, we're going to let her out and let her stay back home while we revisit her asylum claim. And you know, talked to her husband last night, met with the family again today in my office. And obviously everybody's in a great mood. They were going to pick her up today and she's going to be sleeping in her house tonight. And that's the way it should be. And she's going to get a fair, objective hearing for asylum. Whether she gets it or not, that's going to be up to them. But at least they're not going to look at stuff she did in 1980. So that's the way it should be handled.
There was an impression, though, that she might have been part of mass deportations that were too broad, you know. And then the president himself has changed his mind. You know, people who work for hotels and agricultural and certain industries, they're going to be able to stay. That doesn't really fit with we're going to get everybody who's in this country illegally. So that's been a point of controversy with a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's a complicated issue because for decades, Scoot, for decades, we have had this bifurcated system. We've not secured our border, and then we've let millions of people in, and we never gave them any legal status. And we just, everybody looked the other way and said, okay, someday somebody's going to have to figure this out. Well, that's not fair to them. It's not fair to the system. So at some point, we're going to have to figure it out. Well, now we're figuring it out. first thing President Trump did, and he ran on this, is he said, I'm going to secure the border. We're going to stop this crazy idea of every day thousands of people just stroll in our country, criminals, people on the terrorist watch list, everything. And so he's done that. He's secured the border. And so now we're starting to deal with the interior issues. And again, every president, you know, go look at DACA under Obama. Obama said, come on in. We're not going to make you legal. Obama never tried to make them legal. These kids that were coming in, but just come on in and somebody else will figure it out. That's not responsible. But now you've got all these people here. What do you do about it? You're not going to deport everybody, but you absolutely should deport the criminals. And so that's being done. And so Donna had gotten caught up in the broader issue of, OK, what if they're not a hardened criminal, but they are here illegally? What do you do? And we still have to figure that out. And frankly, it's Congress that is going to have to figure this out in a bipartisan way. I've surely got ideas and I care about this, but we had to first secure the border. We've done that. Now let's have the bigger, broader question about what we do with everybody who is here illegally. Obviously, if you're not playing by the rules, you're breaking laws, you're harming people, and we've seen a lot of that, you're going to be deported and you're going back to your home country.
Yeah, agree.
But for everybody else, what do you do? It's not a simple question, and it's not Donald Trump's created problem. Donald Trump's trying to fix it. Presidents, Republican and Democrat before him, have let this build up and build up. And now it's like we got maybe 20 million people in that category.
Yeah. Well, when the president became president, when Donald Trump became president, I applauded him shutting down the border. In fact, it made Joe Biden look even more incompetent how quickly Donald Trump did that.
He did it in weeks.
And I was very critical of Joe Biden. Are you in contact at all with Stephen Miller?
I know Stephen well. I saw him Friday at the bill signing.
It seems like a lot of ideas come from Stephen Miller.
Yeah, Stephen used to be President Trump's speechwriter during the campaign in 2016 and through his first term. Today he's taken on a bigger role. He's doing more policy. He's involved in a lot more things. But he's always been at the White House, and he's always been with President Trump, even when President Trump was out of the presidency.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.